Do you have any plans for tomorrow's bank holiday? Apologies to anyone who's having to work. Will it be gardening? A walk in the countryside? With the good weather forecast, is anyone tempted to go to the coast and probably spend the day stuck in traffic? Whatever, make the most of it the day, as it's the last public holiday before, and I shall whisper it quietly, Christmas. If you're going to be out and about, will you be taking a picnic with you? I saw on Facebook that there were those out yesterday having a picnic. Sandwiches, pork pies, biscuits, squash. But sadly, in today's world, I doubt that anyone will be sending their child out alone with a picnic to amuse themselves for the day, as the little boy in our Bible reading was. Mind you, they'd rather probably be playing at home with a computer anyway. But back to the Bible reading. There were no lessons today. I don't suppose they had bank holidays in Bible times. The weather was dry and the forecast good. It is for tomorrow, most unusual for a bank holiday. And one lad was off out by the lake on the mountainside to see what the day had in store for him. He had food with him, 5 small barley loaves, probably freshly baked by his mum, and 2 small fish. He would eat it later after exploring and seeing what adventures he could have. What he didn't expect was to find a large crowd of people following a smaller group of men, and one who was presumably the leader. It wasn't the local rabbi, and he couldn't quite hear what the leader was saying, but he looked kind, and people wanted to hear what he had to say. Oh, well, this looked like a good adventure, to follow the crowd. Some of his friends might be there. There were a few people he recognised from his village. After they'd climbed for a bit, the leader and his group of friends sat down. Being young, the lad was able to get near them ahead of some of the older people who were getting a bit out of breath. And he could hear their conversation. They were talking about getting bread to feed everyone. They were quite away from the village and the lakeside. It was hungry work being part of a crowd climbing the hillside. He didn't know how many people there were in the crowd. Lots and lots. It would take a fair bit of money to buy enough bread for everyone. He had his 5 small loaves. It would be a start. Should he offer them? He crept close to one of the men in the group and got out his loaves and fish. It wasn't much, but it was all he had. Would it help? The man spoke to the leader. There's a little boy here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But that's a drop in the bucket for a crowd like this, records the message. Oh well, he'd tried. If they couldn't use it, he'd enjoy it himself. But wait, what was the leader saying? He wanted everyone to sit down on the grassy slope. He was saying grace, asking God's blessing on the boy's lunch. Well, this would be a good story to tell. Would everyone get even a little crumb? The lad by now was feeling hungry and hopeful that some of his lunch would be offered back to him. Yes, they were giving him some of his bread and fish, more than just a crumb, enough for his lunch. The food tasted good. His mum had excelled with her baking of loaves that day. And everyone was eating. Somehow there was enough for everyone. Actually, it appeared there was even some left over. How on earth, or heaven for that matter, had the leader, Jesus they were calling him, manage to feed everyone with just those 5 small barley loaves and 2 fish. Everyone was amazed, and there were 12 large baskets of food left over. People were talking now. This man must be the prophet who was to come, God's prophet, right here with them in Galilee. It could only have been God's work. The lad's mum and dad would never believe what had happened. And he'd kept himself out of trouble. In fact, he'd been very helpful. If you'd been that small boy on that hillside that day, would you have been so keen to share your lunch? I'm not convinced I would. If I was feeling hungry, I'd want my lunch for myself. What have we brought with us this morning as we have come into the Lord's presence? We may feel we have very little to offer. General Gowans wrote, "I have no secrets unknown to you, no special graces, talents are few." Perhaps that's how we're feeling. What difference can we make to the needy world around? I don't suppose anyone has brought their lunch with them, and it wouldn't feed us all anyway. You'll just have to make do with a drink and a biscuit at the close of the meeting. But God knows what we have, our talents and abilities. Are we prepared to offer them back to him, to share them, knowing that he will bless them and use them for the extension of his kingdom? We all have something to offer to God this morning. It might not be some earth-shattering gift or ability. It might be something that's very low-key, and few apart from the Lord even know about it. But don't hide it away. Offer it up to God, and let him bless it and use it as he sees fit. That at the end of today, we may have kept ourselves out of trouble and instead been helpful and a blessing to someone else.